T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now Floyd will follow, and then Renteria. Well, Kevin Millar would try to set the table here. Loisel to Millar, into center, softly hit, but it's his first major league hit. And he's the would-be tying run. Well, they'll save that baseball for him, I would imagine. And will be presented to Kevin Millar, his first major league hit.
Well, nice going, and now let's see if the Marlins can capitalize on it, make it a big one.
How about that?
Wow.
We got Kevin Millar coming on. I'll guarantee you, he didn't think we're going to have his first hit of his career.
That's a great way to
kiss
his
butt. Miami. Yeah. Kevin Millar, co-host of Intentional Talk on MLB Network, which is a really popular show. Kevin, good morning. How you doing?
Boys, that was awesome. I'm sitting there listening. I'm going, look at Tommy Hutt and Joe Angel.
Right?
You didn't have to say it was a soft hit ball.
Hey, we could have called it a hard hit line drive if you want that, whatever you want, Kevin. Kevin, you surprised me a little bit just following you and being addicted to your show that you guys have. I had you out in Lake Tahoe for sure, somehow in that tournament. What happened?
Yes, you're exactly right. I'm sitting here. I got to go to D.C. for the All-Star game. Sometimes this tournament falls in that different type of range, but I'm going to be there on Sunday, and this tournament started this week. I'm like, no, it's my favorite time. It's that American Century event up there in Lake Tahoe. I was just there last week because I had to get my fix in. It's the finest place. If you've never been to Lake Tahoe, I know it's a long way away from the East Coast, but let me tell you, it's 48 degrees having your coffee in the morning, and it gets to about a high of 80. And you're overlooking these pine trees in Lake Tahoe, the beautiful course at Edgewood. Great time, and I think the event starts today, so we'll be watching some of the boys.
All right, so because you know a lot of those guys, because I know you go to all the great golf events. Who do we like in that for people going to watch it this weekend? Romo, Curry, Mulder, Smoltz, or I got to throw Ray Allen in as a dark horse. I heard he's a scratch golfer. What do you think?
Let me tell you, I played with Ray one time there, and we just played in the thing at Shadow Creek in Vegas about a month ago. Ray is a sneaky gangster on that golf course. he plays a nice little draw. He's got that smooth calmness like he did when he just dropped those threes for the Heat and the rest of the league. But I'm going to tell you, it's hard to beat Mark Mulder and Marty Fish. These guys have...
Oh, Marty Fish. You got Fish in there, too. He's good. You're right.
Yes. I put $500 on Smoltz the last 3 years because he's a 10-1 odds guy. I'm like, come on, Smoltzy. And, you know, he's let me down. But I'm going to tell you, it's hard to go against Mulder and Fish. Someone's got to knock them off. The last 4 or 5 years, I think, they've been flip-flopping.
Who's the biggest hustler out there? Who's the biggest guy on the golf course hustler out there?
I think there's a lot of hustlers, but you know, Smoltzy. One thing about Smoltzy is that he, you know, he loves to gamble. He'll play whoever for whatever, but he's fair. He's fair about giving shots. So that's the one thing. You know how you play that guy that's a scratch? He's like, what's your handicap? He's like, I don't know. You know, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's like, okay, I'll give you a shot aside. I'm like, no, we'll give you a shot aside. Oh, I'm gonna shot at battle to break 80. You're gonna go out and battle to break 70. So what do you mean a shot aside? Smokey's great about giving the strokes up, but as far as hustlers, you gotta be aware. Marty Fish, let's go. Marty Fish might be your biggest hustler out there. He loves to gamble with the boys at Bel Air Country Club, the rich club.
All right, Kevin, we got to get to a little bit of baseball here. Manny Machado, a Miami guy, where does he end up? I don't see Baltimore keeping him much longer.
No, I don't think so, no doubt about it. And I think Baltimore should trade him about a year and a half ago to get more value, but it didn't happen. Now you're in a situation to think about, okay, which teams are going to use him to, you know, those 3 months, or have the ability to sign this monster deal that everybody talks about, everybody's going to get between him and, like, a Bryce Harper. When you're talking $300-plus million, I'm like, what?
Ooh,
I think,
gosh,
I was born about 10 years too soon, and I maybe would have been making the league minimum. But that being said, I think the Dodgers – the Milwaukee Brewers. If I'm Milwaukee and I'm sitting down, I'm like Craig Counsell, who we all know from 97. We used to call him Rudy when he hit home plate. This team is pretty darn good. And if I'm the Milwaukee Brewers front office, I'm like, listen, go get Manny Machado. Use him for these next 3 months. I'm tired of playing the Cubs as the best team in our division. I would have the mindset of let's go make a splash before Theo Epstein makes a splash and see what happens. You know, so I would say, my opinion, I would say Milwaukee. He'll probably end up in New York somehow. The Yankees will get him for no reason just to get him. And then, you know, and the Dodgers are the other team. So, I would like to see him go to Milwaukee to make a splash for the folks up there. But he'll probably end up in L.A. or New York.
Kevin, Mike Hill, Marlins president of baseball operations, on with us yesterday. How much is his phone going to be ringing before the trade deadline?
It's going to be ringing. I mean, this is the fun time of year. This is where we talk about the trade deadline because you could go out and you trade one of your veteran guys, then you add a couple prospects and blah, 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 blah. But the real time that you can't miss in an organization, I think, is in June when you draft. You know, we forget that the June drafts every single year, your scouting department's huge. This is where you build your farm system. You can't mess up on your first rounders and your second rounders and your third rounders. And so, you know, if you're Hilly, no doubt. Your phone's going to be ringing in July, and you're going to go out and try to add somebody. But it's always an exciting time, especially when you're a team that's out of it, and you got a few pieces that people, you know, like and they can help their team.
Kevin, you've been surprised how good JT Realmuto's been, speaking of really good players right now, just having a great year catcher for the Marlins.
Yeah, I tell you what, he's a really good player. You know, there's guys, you know, like a Francisco Cervelli, JT, you know, you sit back and you're like, these are really good ball players that don't get a whole lot of pub because they're not in that big market. But this is a guy that could definitely help the team. You know, wouldn't surprise me if the Nationals call in their own divisions and maybe talk about that. Or the Houston Astros, you know, with Brian McCann. Yeah. So these are organizations that you sit back that maybe need a little catching and can help a team try to make that push. But, you know, he's definitely a good ball player.
Before the season, we weren't sure what the Marlins are going to look like. 39-56 right now. Is this what you kind of thought they would look like at this point?
You weren't sure what they look like.
Well, you didn't know how bad they were going to be. This is what we thought before the season. 39-56 right now. Is this where you kind of think they would be?
Yeah, I did. You know, and when you watch them, they compete. You know, it's a team you just can't roll in there and think, okay, throw your gloves in, we're going to win 3 games. But, yeah, going into the year, you knew it was going to be a long year, right? We knew the whole Giancarlo Stanton goes to the Yankees, and like, what are we doing? And Jeter and his organization, they buy the Marlins. And so you knew it was going to be one of those transition-type years. And fans hate it. You know, we all kind of like it makes you scratch your head. But, you know, you look at what the Astros did. They were terrible for many years. And then Jeff Lunau said, boom, the World Series champions. When Theo Epstein took over the Chicago Cubs, you know, they struggled for the first 3.5-4 years. And then, boom, the World Series champions in 16. So organizations have to go through the stuff. It's always where when, you know, a team gets sold. And we all know that I think Derek Jeter has been around this game a long time to kind of trust him and understand that he knows baseball and hopefully you got the right, you know, guys in place. But I think they're about where we thought. You know, I don't think they're any better or any worse. And you know what? If I'm the Marlins, I'm like, listen, we're not finishing in last place. I'm going to tell you that right now. So let's jockey for the Mets all year long.
Kevin, I want to ask you about the home run derbies coming up with All-Star Weekend. Gosh, man, it would be nice to get some of those star guys. What do you think about Stanton and Judge, Trout, the rest of them going, no, thank you?
Yeah, it bums me out because I don't want to hear a player tell me that it messes their swing up. That to me is a tired excuse personally, because if you go watch, let's just use them as an example. I love, you know, Stanton and Judge, and they both participated in years past, and they're both studs. But there's home run derby every single night in Major League Baseball batting practice. That's all we do is try to hit home runs the last few rounds of our rounds.
Right.
Maybe that's why I stunk, because I was trying to hang up from round one all the way through. But my point being is that that's what you do. You hit bombs. You go watch the Yankees take batting practice, and they're hitting balls off the train tracks in Houston. They're hitting balls off the facades in New York. It's home run derby. So it's an honor. And remember, go back to, like, the Griffey days and Barry Bonds days and, you know, McGuire and Prince Fielder and whoever. When you have these big home runs, it's fun. It's like the slam dunk contest. When you had Michael Jordan and Dominique Wilkins and the NBA, you're like, this is amazing. You want your stars to entertain. And you know what? I think they change it up a little bit. They keep it a little bit more exciting, you know, with the new rules in place. But, hey, I just think players, they miss out on realizing that this is for the fans and it's an exciting time. And don't sleep on winning a Corvette. I'm in. I'm going for the Corvette. Give me the free car.
Why not? Just pay the taxes on it. All you got to do is pay the taxes on it, Kevin. That's it.
I think Mike Trout's got four of them from winning MVP of the game. So I'm trying to screw the home run derby just to get the trophy. I want the car. Give me that Chevy.
Yeah. Let me get that Corvette, that brand new Corvette. All right.
Yeah, I'm cutting my sleeves off.
All right, for still trying to get into the Home Run Derby, the All-Star Game, or any other big game or event around the country, SeatGeek.com. We've been talking about it for a very, very long time. Kevin, I know you got stuff to do with them now. Tell me more about SeatGeek.
Awesome app. Download on your device. It's the smartest, easiest way to get Major League Baseball tickets on your device. And you can put in the promo code Millar. We'll give you $20 off your first purchase. That'll either fill up your tank of gas for your Corvette or your sleeve. But you know what? It really is. It guarantees your tickets. You can see them, you know, view from your seats. It's a fun app to use. I use it in Austin. We have a lot of concerts coming in town, so it lets you know who's coming in, you know, in August and September and all kinds of stuff. But really a fun app and an easy app. If you don't have it, download it now.
Kevin, I know that you're on TV. I know you're a Major League Baseball player, but when you get a promo code, you know you made it in life.
Oh, no, you're big right there.
Yeah.
You are big right there.
Kevin, you finally made it. You made it.
That's better than the first hit in the big leagues.
The soft hit up the middle, right? You don't want us to say that anymore. That's it. Yeah. Kevin, thank you for your time. Go to SeatGeek.com, download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code Millar, M-I-L-L-A-R, for $20 off.
People in South Florida going to save money by just remembering Kevin Millar. That's awesome.
That's very good stuff.
Kevin, thanks, buddy. Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Kevin Millar there. Co-host
of
Intentional
Talk. He won't do another
talk.
Show where he gets his first base hit.
Right. That was a great get by you, Hollywood. Well done.
That's
you
unbelievable. That's one of the greatest things you guys have ever done.
Yeah, I didn't know where that was going.
First hit, right there.
Awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.